Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte, your superintendent for Haywood County Schools. Today I'm actually serving as the guest host for the Haywood County Schools Report that runs on local AM radio as well as we post on our website. Today we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about our Aspiring Administrators Academy. My very special guest on the program is Jill Barker, the assistant superintendent. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Bill.
She's actually the regular host, so this is, you know, one of those things we do from time to time, and we've done it with other co-hosts before. So if you don't mind, Assistant Superintendent Barker, I'll take just
a minute
and talk about, you know, why we're doing this and why I asked you to do it and why it's different than what we've done in
the
past.
Welcome back, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to the program.
Yes,
yeah.
Welcome back.
I've missed you, listeners. Okay, enough of that. Let's get to the content here. Well, anyway, Aspiring Administrators Academy. One of the things that we're is that our pool of potential administrators is down. You know, our pool of teachers is down. We have a lot of pools that are down, and I actually told the board a month or so ago, and I told the principals too, that if I had to fill a principal's position today, I got it. You know, we've got some assistant principals out there. We could fill a school or two, you know. But when our principals start looking for assistant principals, that pool is much, much smaller. So that's part of the why. The other part of the why is we really want to help our people be better. The new principals, the principals who've been around a while. And so I ask Jill here, our assistant superintendent, to put the academy together and to really focus on the standards for principals. There's seven of those. We'll mention one or two of those as we go through the program. And the other thing that it's different, because we've done things like this in the past, you know, led by Jason Hines, led by Dr. Carol Douglas, you know, probably even going back several years, maybe even led by, you know, Terry McCracken and other people in the past. In this particular format, we're really trying to work on practical application and hands-on experience, which is what some of our people ask for. So that's how it's different and why we're doing it. So I guess a best place to start here is, Jill, if you wouldn't mind just to give an overview of, you know, sort of the topics and the variety of things that we're going to do. And then based upon time, we'll tease out some of the details.
So we have seven sessions that we're going to be offering. We took recommendations from principals of candidates and people in their building they thought might be interested in this or were currently in school pursuing, and just anyone they thought would be a good candidate. And so we got those names, and great group. We've already met one time, but we have seven sessions planned. And so, you know, those sessions, and I will mention those, and like Dr. Bill said, these are from the principal evaluation instrument. So they are very we have taken those, and then we have practical activities that we're going to be doing with them. Micro-political, instructional leadership, human resource leadership, cultural leadership, strategic leadership, external development leadership, and managerial leadership. Our first session we've already met, and it went really well. Just a great group, excited to work with them. And it was on micro-political leadership. I started the session. Dr. Bill was with me, and Dr. Putnam was also in attendance, our associate superintendent. And we talked to them. You know, I just wanted to introduce them to this instrument that I think the state got right. It is a very thorough and comprehensive instrument, but it is a good growth tool for principals. And so we wanted to start off with that. In the opening paragraph, a short paragraph, we dissected that as a group, and I think that they were pretty blown away by the fact that how many times relationships were mentioned within that paragraph, and also the state mentions, you know, administrators should have a passion for students. And so I think that was real loud and clear. So we did that. And then Dr. Bill also did a really, when we got into the specific standard of micro-political leadership, Dr. Bill had a great activity to do with him. You want to tell him a little bit about that?
Yeah, I will. And you're giving me more credit than I deserve. We borrowed or was given permission to use that activity by our friends over in
Henderson. Thank you, Jen King.
Yeah, our friends over in Henderson County School. But what that activity did was it had a list of fairly benign, it wasn't anything real serious, you know, going on in a school, but fairly benign things that a principal might have to deal with simultaneously, like 6 or 7 or 8 tasks that a principal might deal with in like a 30-minute period or hour period. And we ask our people participating in the academy just to take those and to sort of categorize them or separate them into something that I'm doing this because of a relationship issue, or I'm doing this because it's a good, sound procedural process. It's something that's sound and I need to do it that way. And they did that. And then we talked about why they did that, because we want them to understand the meaning behind all of their actions. And we had a great discussion. We talked about how as principals, if you're a really great one, you have great relationships, but you also manage things and you have good, sound processes in order that are fair and equitable. It can't just be one. So, and we've used up a lot of time in the program already, but, you know, that was that first session. And so, you know, a couple of the others that we wanted to try to talk about, one was instructional leadership. You want to talk about what that one's going to look like?
We do. And just briefly, we did have a great discussion with principals, current principals, about what they wanted this academy or these sessions to look like. And got a lot of great input from them. One thing they wanted to see were some different formats. So some of these are being held in a traditional after school, but also a couple of them we're putting these people, you know, we're getting on a bus and we're going out and into the field and seeing some things that they're going to have to, you know, work through as principals. The first one we want them to be very well versed and know about is instructional leadership. And so we're going to spend a half day, we're going to get on a bus, we're going to go to our 2 Blue Ribbon schools, and we're going to tour those schools, we're going to talk to the principal of those schools, River Bend Elementary and Haywood Early College, and talk to them about what instructional leadership means to them. Looks very different for different people, and there's a lot of different ways to do that successfully. We also are going to go in May, we're going to tour the bus garage and school food service. If the buses aren't rolling and there's no food in the cafeteria as a principal, you got a big problem.
Yeah, that was under managerial leadership.
Managerial leadership,
yeah,
that's
managerial
right.
Managerial leadership.
That's right. And so, and we also have one that we're going to do digitally where, you know, we will have remote access and have people because that is the world we live in. So we've tried to honor that, those formats. So we're really excited and we're getting really kicked off after Christmas. We had one session that had to be postponed, but we'll be ready to go.
Yeah. And that's just an overview, folks. We just wanted to let you know about, you know, what we're doing. We may think of another thing or two that we want to tell you here in the last minute or so of the program, but we love Haywood County Schools. We care about our children. We care about our staff people. We're constantly working to give them better tools, a safer place to go to school and to work, you know, better support for staff people instructionally and in terms of support services. And so that's why we're embarking on this endeavor of, you know, doing some pre-training, so to speak, for our future assistant principals and principals. There's nothing about the academy that guarantees anyone a job. You know, we told them that right up front. This doesn't mean that you're going to be a principal if you take this class. I think for some people, they may look at it and go, well, I'm not doing that. But, you know, that's okay, too.
That's right.
That's right, because we want people to love what they're doing. So, you know, we've got a few seconds left. Is there anything that you wanted to add to the Aspiring Administrators Academy?
Yeah, you know, Dr. Bill and I are kind of on the other side of our career now, and I know at some point somebody saw something in us and helped us and created that journey, and that's what we're trying to do for our people out there. We're just surrounded by strong, great teachers and staff, and I'm honored to be able to lead this. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
All right. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.